Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that that these scriptures really humble her, to help her understand that she can't lean onto her own understanding. And at a certain point, even when she sees with her own eyes, that she needs to trust in the Spirit to protect her from the deceptions that are warned about in the Bible, and in your grace and your Holy Spirit alone. And that she sees that that's only safe. Truly safe option. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to get persecuted. You can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, and talking about, the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of Christ, and how you're going to encounter it, okay, because it's already so prevalent. We're going to start in Revelation chapter 16, starting at verse 13. It says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For these are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty." So I'm going to stop there. So the deceptions, okay, have a tactical goal, and that is to gather everybody to actually fight God, okay? And that's everybody, except for us, okay, Christians. We're going to gather everybody to fight God. That's really important. It's not going to be any gray area, okay? There's not going to be any middle ground. It's going to be either you're in or you're out. And if you're out, then these people are going to actually get to see to go and fight God, it says, okay? And I want to read that again. Kings of the earth and of the whole world, okay, to gather them to the great day of God Almighty battle. I'm sorry, to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Okay. It says, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." So at this point here, these scriptures, okay, are not so much as, they're about discernment, but they're to hopefully help any students listening understand that really, at the end of the day, like I've already mentioned, but I'm going to say it again, that discernment is going to come down to you being conformed to the image of Christ, like it says in verse 15. It says, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." Your life needs to be dead and buried and tucked away and hidden in Christ. And you need to ask, be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's him. It's him. Okay. All right. Meaning the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you need to be tucked away and hidden in Christ. Okay. It's him. Okay. It's his wedding garments. They're going to keep you. Okay. Because it's just, once again, I've said this before, and I even mentioned this in the previous podcast. If you've got sin and you're not, again, like it says, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." If you've got open doors from sin, okay, and you are not completely clothed in your wedding garment, okay, meaning holiness, righteousness, okay, washed in the blood of the Lamb from head to toe, you're going to get swept away by this stuff. It's going to get you. Like, there's just no way, okay, and I've seen it happen, okay. That sin, okay, and those areas of your soul that are not tucked away and hidden in Christ and in that wedding garment are open doors, and they're open doors to you. Nothing outward. It's to you, okay? And it gets you, okay? And it will grab you and deceive you, and you won't be able to tell your left from your right, and you're going to fall for it, okay? And that's really where the discernment comes from, okay? At the end of the day, there's other things, okay? But at the base, at the root, okay, it's him. You need to be tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay? Like it says in verse 15, "He keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." It's Christ, okay? It's him. And that's going to protect you, and you're going to be able to see and look and go, "No, that's the devil, and I can tell the difference," okay? And that's really what it boils down to. I'm going to go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to these podcasts today that she just really reverences the warnings that are in the scriptures and takes them seriously, and does what she needs to do. If there's any sin in her life that she knows that she needs to start cleaning up and repenting of and start fighting, that she does it and she listens. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.